Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. You know, I just love being here, have an opportunity to touch you. You touch me. Isn't it wonderful? We can come on this gorgeous day and share thoughts with one another. Something that I want to discuss today is a most powerful tool. And to discuss this tool in the light of humanity, we need to go back to Atlantis. I would say that a lot of us feel a pull or a twinge. We might even know that we live there on some level. We're aware that there was a great amount of creativity there, a great amount of soul activity was displayed, and we also know something went wrong and humanity fell into a very dense level of existence where these hard particles of gases and particles that make up our dimension was not really intended in the very beginning, nor did we find ourselves there in the very beginning. Humanity was on a much higher level of creation vibrationally. And one of the most remarkable things, I do believe, that was available was that vibrationally, human beings could connect to Source. And when I say Source, I'm talking about the Creator in the center of the cosmos. The cherubim call them all there is, prime creator, God, whatever word you use. This was the first cause, the creator of everything that we see in the entire cosmos. And humanity is separated. And it wasn't intended to be that way. It was intended that we come here, but always be able to touch that source, to feel their love, to communicate directly with all there is. And this is something that many have forgotten. There are people who meditate and find this route directly to Source, but I want to put this in your awareness so that when you do meditate, that you can find that vibrational line between yourself and Source. It is available now. I'm going to take a sidestep, so to speak, talking a little bit about those who practice yoga or the martial arts. They're aware of that power place in the center of the body, in the abdominal area. There's different names for it. It doesn't matter what you call it. But it is a very powerful place. And many are aware that energetically, you are connected to the core of the earth through the solar plexus. And we've talked about going within to, and we discussed this, the masters discussed this an awful lot on the conference calls, because we've come to the time where we can no longer be fed as children, but rather have the tools to experience these things ourselves. And so if you look within the human body and you see the solar plexus, or if you're not seeing it yet, to at least intuit it, you will be able to see that there is a line that goes from the solar plexus down to the core of the earth. This is where you are centered to this planet. And it is always good to check that line and make certain that it is straight. Sometimes illness can change the pain, and it is good to have that line straightened, and you just do this mentally. And if you can see into the body, you can actually see that line being straightened. Some people call that area around the solar plexus the Hara. And for those who are familiar with that word, this is what I'm discussing. But what is not so well known is that from the Hara, there is another line of energy, a vibrational line that goes up through the human body, through the crown, and connects directly with Source in the center of the cosmos. If you have not made this connection yet, you are missing much. And so all who hear my voice, whether it is live or it is in the archives, take the time in a meditative state. Go within the body and find that energetic place, because if you go inside the body, you can actually see the power there. And I suspect that people will see it in different viewpoints. The way I see it, it looks something like a ball of light. And it does look like a ball to me, the shape of a ball. And I see this line. It is white light. And you can trace it going up from that area, the solar plexus area, the Hara, whatever you want to call it, up through the crown. If you look at the top of the crown, you can actually see this filament of light moving up through the crown. And if you trace it, it will take you directly to Source. First of all, to understand that you are connected to Source through an energetic line is very helpful, because sometimes we feel lonely here. Sometimes we feel we have been abandoned. Sometimes we feel, gee, is there more to life than what I'm experiencing? I'm really having a lot of pleasure here. I have a job, or maybe I don't have a job and I'm going through trauma looking for one. But the day-to-day living can bring a lot of joys. But there is no joy greater than seeing yourself connected to the core of the earth and seeing yourself connected to the Source, Prime Creator in the center of the cosmos. And it is, with a little bit of effort, easy to do. I'm not going to tell you what you will see there. In my experience, one of the things that I see first are the cherubim angels. You might not see them as an angel. You might see them as energy. They are pure white, and they have, they're androgynous, but they display the female aspect to humanity. And beyond them is the light. And inside of that light is Father, Mother, God. And if you do this with great intent and with great reverence, you will not only know that you are in their presence, but you will hear them speak to you within the recesses of your heart. You will feel the energy that they will send to you. You will feel their love, their healing. And I have to tell you, my friends, this is a most glorious experience. So work with this. Work with it. Now, we do are open for phone calls. You can call me here at 877-876-5227. And since We don't have a caller yet. What I'm going to do is review again the elements of how one goes inside of a physical body. This is another gift. It's a gift of soul. We are able to see spirituality as a human. We can see into the other side. When I do conference calls, I literally see these angels and masters that come to work with us. And if you start to understand that you have the ability, this skill, you can do this also. So let's start first with how one puts their consciousness inside of their human body, because there is so much that can be learned from this. What you do intellectually is review a part of the body that you know how it works. For instance, most people have seen diagrams of a human heart beating. Many people have seen diagrams or videos of the lungs filling up with oxygen, with the air that we're breathing and exhaling. This is probably one of the two places to start first, because you have an understanding, an awareness. And it is very good to start first with an awareness that you have. And so if you have seen how the heart beats or how the lungs fill up with air, then put your consciousness there. So let's start with the heart. Put your consciousness in the area of the heart. Imagine it beating. See how the blood moves through the chambers. And after a while, you will feel this connection, because what you were doing, because you were putting your consciousness there and first imagining this, you literally, your consciousness slips into your body to observe it. Extremely important. Work with this. And if you're not as familiar, if you're more familiar with the lungs, then use that as the example. If you're doing this with me, you might even feel that your consciousness is there inside of the body. So, when you're inside of the body, place your consciousness in that solar plexus area. You will have an easier time finding the strand of white light and following that strand up through the crown, like I said, and going all the way to source. Now, while we're discussing this, let's talk about some of the other things that you can do with this ability. Charlene and I do shows on Saturday where we're clearing people of past life trauma. We're clearing the DNA of events that we have been involved with in past lifetimes, or even from our ancestors that we need to clear. And this is important to clear, because when these things are not clear, it can display themselves as a dis-ease later. Our show yesterday, we talked about individuals who had sinus symptoms that was connected to a past lifetime and connected to something in the present. And so once you're inside of your body, it is amazing how your intuition in the very beginning answers your questions. Let's start with the subtle bodies, because once you learn how to make this transition by placing your consciousness into your physical body, you will start to see the subtle bodies around the physical body. And one of the first things that we want to do is to look at the very first subtle body that we call the energetic. Well, it's the emotional body. It has the energies there of your emotions. And this is where past life trauma is stored. When you come into this lifetime, there is a seed that enters the bloodstream, and it brings forth those lessons that we didn't complete in other lifetimes, and it circles throughout the blood, and it is connected to the DNA. And so if you place your consciousness in this emotional body, you might see dark, either black or gray, which looks like little blotches. This is the stuck energy that I have talked about in many of our past shows that needs to be cleared. And if you're starting to see this, why, this is marvelous, because what it means is it will be very easy then to clear this. And on the way to ascension, we really need to be doing this. We need to be clearing our energy bodies. And you can do this in several ways. You can call down the light. Simply will it. The Creator in the center of the cosmos has different layers of energy in the different dimensions. And in this dimension, Source's energy looks like white light. As we go to the next higher dimension, it is tinged with some blue, but in this dimension, what you will see is white. And you intuit it at first. After a while, you will start seeing it. And you simply will to turn this dark blotches of energy over to the light. And fascinatingly, you will see it clear. It is the beauty of all of this to be able to see with your spiritual eyes these things of great importance. Now, you might clear this, and you might find later that you see dark splotches again. It is not that you didn't clear the first group, but there are many groups that will come like layers on an onion. Once you start to learn how to do this, and it takes persistence, you will actually start to see the workings within your own body. And you will see areas where you need to clear, where there needs to be attention given to it. Could be a virus in the abdominal area, or a virus being carried in the blood. And if you are suffering from some physical ailment, when you're inside the body, you ask where the problem is. And it is amazing how you are shown that. Yeshua said, "Ask and you shall receive." It is extremely powerful. Ask and you shall receive. Go into the body. If you're feeling distress someplace, go and look there and ask what the problem is. Because this might surprise you. Cells have consciousness. Every cell in your body has consciousness. And it can communicate with you. Now you might say, that sounds so strange. How in the world can cells communicate with one another? But I'll offer you an example that I find so fascinating. When two cells come together at conception. The male and the female provide half of what then becomes the very first cell. And so there's one cell. And what comes of that is the division starts. The cells divide and divide and divide until you have a mass of cells. But there is communication between all of these cells. How does some cell know to form miles of veins in this child that is starting to form? Or how do they know to form the brain or the legs or the arms or the fingers or the toes, the fingernails, the hair? The cells are communicating with one another. They have an innate intelligence that we do not recognize. You probably are aware that I've written down some books that Julius Caesar has given me, and one of the things that he talked about was the people in his day understood, not like we understand, but they believed that there was some spiritual force. They called it of the gods. They gave each view of different activities a particular name, guided by a particular god, but we know otherwise today. However, they understood that the human body was under the influence of spiritual guidance and that healing could be coaxed into place and it could be done with intent and also with herbs. So in some sense, they were ahead of what we are working with now. We don't acknowledge that the body has such great consciousness and that we can communicate with it. One of the most marvelous books that I believe I have taken is Chaos Before Creation. And there's 13 individuals in, who give a story, a different aspect of healing. Isis, Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, even Marilyn Monroe, and surprisingly, we have some other entertainers like the King, for instance, the King of Rock and Roll, dancers, and they talk about healing from different aspects and how much of our state of health has to do with our mental attitudes and our intentions. We talked a lot about this on our show yesterday. It might be a good idea, if you'd like to learn more about this, when it is up, to look at the Saturday show. Because our self-talk, our attitudes, what we expect out of life has so much to do with the health that we are enjoying or not enjoying because we are the maker of our own world. We and our consciousness forms our own world on so many levels. What we attract into our life and the health of our bodies. Understand your power. Understand that you are the master of your own universe. You and your physical body are your own universe. You are the creator of it. You are the creator of it from the very beginning. Before your soul even came down to incarnate in this lifetime, your master soul sent the blueprint and sent you as the ego that you know of who you are. So much intent, so much mental attitude, so much of our own world under our own control. How refreshing this is, because for so many years we have felt that we're under the control of others, and yet we are not. In one sense, we can be in the world and not part of the world. We can be here controlling our own mastery, walking into our own mastery, to be aware, to be conscious. It's where all of this begins. And so I discuss this today with you, if you are not there, to open up a new window of exploration. Give us a call here with your thoughts, your questions, 877-876-5227. We've talked about a couple topics. We've talked about our connections with all there is. We've talked about how we are the masters of our own world, our own universe that we are creating internally, and what we're attracting to ourselves. Let's talk a little bit about connecting to the higher mind, that gateway to the soul monad. You might be aware that I do Akashic readings for people. All of this that I'm talking about can be found at carolynevers.com. Do soul readings with Lord Metatron, and that's found at www.metatronminutes.com. And with the records that I read so many times, what we find there is help and discussion to open up that doorway to the higher mind. And if you haven't done that yet, it is extremely important, because the higher mind helps to direct activities into your daily life, sets up the challenges and the gifts, sets up those people to help us with our awareness, to awaken us. And it works with all things spiritual. So it is important to understand how this works and to be consciously working with it. Now, the higher mind really doesn't care too much about our daily activities. They don't care if you got a speeding ticket, or if you're late to cook dinner, or if you have to pick up the kids at school. What attracts the higher mind and what area it works in is your spiritual life. And the higher mind and the soul monad is so great that it couldn't be inside of your human body, so to speak, because it has to be free to explore, to set up these events for you, to cooperate with other souls even, perhaps setting up world events. And therefore, we have to get its attention. It doesn't look down upon us at our daily activities, because for the most part, our daily activities are really not spiritually oriented. There's two things in the world of spirit that shakes it up, that gets noticed. And one of them is the emotion of love. And the other is related to love. It is the emotion of appreciation. Now, it's real easy to say, oh, I know what it's like to appreciate things. I know what it's like to love. But see, that's intellectual. You must feel it. You must feel these two emotions to wake up the higher mind. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean by that. You might feel appreciation and love when you see something spectacular in nature, or perhaps something that's not, a flower. We have a caller, and we're going to talk to the caller and then come back to this topic. And your name, please.
Yes, hi, Carolyn. This is Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hi. You had invited me to call you back to report in, and I loved so much what you discussed today because it was an amplification of what the assignment, basically, that you had given me last week. So thank you for that. It really brought it to life even more within myself of connecting inside my body. You may remember I was talking about the fluid buildup, and you had very correctly stated that it could have been a fear that my cells were misinterpreting those high frequencies as the moment of crossing over, and had advised me to go in and connect with them and let them know that that wasn't the case this time around. And so I'm happy to say that I've had some really good results in shifting that and not having the fluid build up, and also with regards to taking action. You had said the word grounding, that I wasn't grounding, and when you said that, it just lit up inside of me. It's like, all right, here comes my time. I need to go walking. And so I took a very long walk every day last week, and that was very joyful for me.
I'm glad to hear you're making progress, Joy. It's very important.
Yes, yes. In fact, today I also did have a request. I wanted to follow up, on giving you that report that you invited me to give, and I'm happy to do that. And then also I did have a request for a reading connecting to something you also said last week, which was you had mentioned that perhaps there were relatives that had passed on that may have messages. And I did feel a tug in that direction, and yet
that
I didn't quite feel
on,
ready.
I missed your word.
What?
I missed your word, darling. What did you say? What passed on?
You know, I'm having a really hard time hearing you. I'm just going to repeat it about requesting a reading from anyone, both my parents now. This is the first year that both of my parents have passed over. And it was my father's birthday yesterday, and it had a big emotional impact on me. And I was wondering if either of my parents may have a message for me or my sister.
Well, I'll check that out, Joy, but let me ask you something. What kind of an emotional impact did it have on your dad's birthday? What was the emotion?
Well, I don't cry often. And I was sitting at the computer doing other things, and then suddenly I would just hear the word daddy just really well up from, you know, like the bottom chakra all the way up. And then I would just start crying, reflooding with tears. And I think it was a mixture of everything, just the intensity of remembering how adored I was and how I adored him, and a missing of that. And at the same time, the knowing that he's right here. That there's never any separation, that any idea of separation is, in fact, an illusion.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joy. Do you think he was speaking to you then when you heard that?
Oh, I would suspect, you know, I loved it today when you were outlining about how to connect with the emotional body. And so thank you so much. You gave me the confidence and the willingness to do that, Carolyn, because I know that there's a lot of intensity there that I intentionally avoid. So I believe that I could have possibly calmed my emotional body down to receive a message myself. The reason why I bring it up and include my sister is that I do have a desire to connect with her and yet a fear around it. And I felt that both my parents were wanting to extend to me some tenderness and some reassurance on how to proceed in creating harmony.
Okay, let's do something for you that maybe you're not expecting.
Oh, I love that. Sure.
I want you to take a couple deep breaths, and each time you inhale, enjoy the breath, but when you exhale, see the exhale as all of the tension leaving your body. Do that a couple times so that you feel relaxed. And you let me know when you've gotten to the point where you feel like your body is completely relaxed.
Okay. I'm doing my best to hear you. You're very faint, but I can still make you out. Just wanted to let you know that.
Yes, I'll speak louder.
That's better. That's better.
Okay. Let me know when you feel the tension leaving your body.
Okay.
And you feel now. You feel relaxed?
Yes.
Now, I want you to place, you know where the third eye is, right?
Yes.
See your dad in your third eye, the way he looked. Times when he was happy and joyful, and you were happy and joyful. And this would probably be in one of his younger pictures. You see your dad there yet?
Oh, yes.
And in your heart, you call out to him. And what are you hearing now?
I just feel an overwhelming presence of love.
Mm-hmm. He's there. You're feeling his love, darling. And what is he saying to you?
That everything is okay.
You see how easy it was?
Yeah, not to worry.
You see, I could have just as easily have passed that message over to you. But you see, this is the time where it's about empowerment.
Yes. Yes.
And I want to show people the way to do these things, but I would prefer for them to do these things themselves.
I agree. And I loved the word you used earlier today. You said refreshing. Empowerment is refreshing. And that just had such aliveness and freedom to it. It was really very delicious as a notion.
Oh, yes. Life is delicious, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, oh, yes. Because there's in the feeling dependent on something external has that, number one, for me anyway, that resonance of separation and that annoying thing of waiting as if you don't quite have it yet, and then you're in that perpetual waiting room of waiting for your life to start because you're missing that one thing that you're waiting for. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, so all of that is true, but you see what's behind all of this actually is we have the ability to do this. We really don't need somebody else to do it for us. What we need is for somebody else to teach us how to do it.
Yes, yes, like the example of being taught how to fish.
Absolutely. Now, here's what I want you to do, because you've got a lot of issues surrounding your sister.
Yes.
And this little exercise that I just did, your sister's still alive, isn't she?
Yes, she is, and I wanted to write her yesterday on the occasion of our father's birthday. And I let fear stop me. I just got jumbled up in confusion and et cetera, and I didn't do it.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Take a couple deep breaths and relax. Disconnect from these feelings of fear and this emotional response that you're having. Go inside of your body like I discussed. and ask yourself, is it in your own best interest to write a letter to your sister? And would it help you and would it help her? And tell me what answer you get.
I heard the intention would be for newness, you know, to establish, to create a new dynamic between us. My fear is that whenever I have tried, I've seemed to make things worse. So that's why I was afraid to even send something, because I thought, okay, well, at least for now it's all quiet. But if I send something, it seems that my good intention is twisted to be seen by her, unfortunately, as a malicious intent, and then it starts something.
She sees
so that's
that.
Why. But then again, I realize that I'm letting myself be conditioned by the past rather than owning the newness of the present.
Exactly. You see, your soul suggested that you connect with her, so do it. Okay, the worst possible thing that can happen is that she misreads your intentions, and it's not your fault that she does that. It's hers.
Right, right.
Follow what your soul is suggesting to you.
And really listen in that freshness. I'm going to use that word, Carolyn. I'm going to say I'm going to listen in the freshness.
Good. Now, what are you going to do about this
fear? Sorry, go ahead.
What are you going to do about this fear?
Well, I think I love your questions, really. They're a very powerful tool because it connects me inside myself with that answer that's just waiting for me to listen to it. And that is apply what you just taught us earlier today, which is sit and bring my consciousness inside my body and then find it in my emotional body.
Okay, let's do it now.
And turn it over to the light.
Let's do it now.
Oh,
go,
great.
Go into your body.
Okay.
And if you're there, ask yourself, where is this fear?
I can find it right away. It's very close to my body. And it is kind of like this blackness that has a greater density in front of my torso area. But at the same time, it kind of diffuses all over, you know, my auric field in a little bit of a frenzy. Kind of, I can also see it moving.
Okay, let's deal with it. You can stop describing it. Intend to gather all of this fear in a ball. And you can do it. Take all the fear everywhere that's in your body and gather it in a ball. Have you done that yet?
I'm just getting the last little parts from the back to the front.
Okay.
Now, okay.
Call down the light. If you're inside your body, you'll see the light come down. And if you don't
I'm
see it...
I'm actually seeing gold. I'm seeing tremendous gold and white.
Okay, that's marvelous. I'll tell you what that means. Okay, now turn this ball of fear over to the light.
Oh, that feels so good.
You just released it, darling.
Oh, what a relief. Oh.
I
can just really feel it. Yes, go ahead.
This is a powerful tool. Use it whenever you're afraid of something. And I hope everyone out there that's listening to this will do the same thing. Now, you write your letter. You've dispelled the fear. And I want you to do a little work, internal work, with your sister. And I want you to call me back next week, and we'll discuss what's happened.
Okay, I will do that. One last question. Are you going to tell me what the gold means?
Oh, yes. There are different dimensions between prime creator and us, as you know. On this dimension where we are in, when you see God's energy, it is white light. And when you move up into the next dimension, the next higher dimension, which is past the high astral plane, you are then in the angelic realm, what some people call the fourth dimension. And there, God's light changes a little because the particles are different. Down here, particles are compressed, and up in the angelic realm, the particles are not as compressed like they are down here, and so God's light changes color. And the light there starts to, well, you'll have two different things. Energetically, you'll start to see some blues, but God's light shines forth as gold. And so what happened was, what you saw as God's light was the white in this dimension, and some of the energy from the angelic realm was brought down at that moment.
Which is the gold.
Yes.
Oh, it's still there. I have my eyes closed. It's still just an incredible field of magnificent gold. Just gorgeous.
Well,
thank you.
That is God's love.
Well, I bathed in it, and I send it back to you, Carolyn. Thank you with all my heart.
Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You
very
see,
light,
yeah.
Very liberating, and just joy.
These tools are not something that is taught, and they should be, because they are so easy to work with. But
yes, yes, instantly effective.
Yeah, over the eons of time, the dark has controlled us with fear and domination, and these simple tools were lost.
Well, I'm going to continue bathing in it and send it back to you with lots of love, Carolyn. Thank you.
That's wonderful, darling. You call next week.
I will do that. I will write, and I'll give you a report next week. Thank
yeah,
you.
Let me
bye
know
for
how
now.
Now, isn't this better than me giving you the answers?
Yes. Yes, it really is, because first of all, we are connecting, so it's still a co-creation and very joyful, and at the same time, it is that refreshing empowerment that you were discussing that now I can confidently say I can repeat that. It's like a template. I can repeat it, and all the listeners, if they choose to, they can repeat it too. It's a matter of what you were talking about, the you know, on this level that we get caught up in our activities and what we, our tasks, you know, to shifting out of that task mode and assigning it the number one priority to say this precedes any task, and then everything else will flow much more easily, of course.
Indeed. I'll talk to you next week, Joy.
Okay. Lots of love, Carolyn. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, our number here is 877-876-5227. If you have some thoughts like Joy has and you want me to assist you to help you delve into your solutions, call in. We're glad to do that for you. We were talking about connecting to the higher mind and how the higher mind only understands two emotions. Love and gratitude, and we must feel that emotion, not intellectually understand it. And so when did you feel love? Did you feel love when you saw an exquisite mountain range, or when you looked at a delicate flower and were in awe at how nature brought this forth? That feeling is what we're after. Or maybe you love children and you watched children play in their innocence, their laughter, their giggles. How can you hear the giggles of little children and not be in joy and not feel love? Have you had someone who did you a wonderful favor. And the feeling of gratitude just overtook your soul. That's what you need, those emotions, when you want to reach your higher mind. So you sit down in meditation, you take some deep breaths, you relax, you let go all of your tension, and you remember one of those times and you feel that emotion again. Because what you're going to do is you're going to send this emotion to your higher mind so that you make your higher mind aware of you. It's like placing a telephone call to your higher mind. You don't have a telephone, but you do through the emotion of either love or gratitude. And so you feel this love or you feel this gratitude, and you send that emotion to your higher mind. Now, you don't have to know where it is. You just know that it is above your head someplace. Just send it there. Keep sending that emotion. Now, at some point, your higher mind's going to become aware. Now, this is the part that I really can't explain. Just that you know you made the connection. There is something different. It is like someone is listening to you. It is like you drew someone's attention to you. You will feel it. And when you do, you then send your request. The request might be, what is my mission? What am I doing here? And you keep sending your request. And again, this is hard to explain to you how this happens, but at some point, you know that your higher mind heard because it starts to send and transmit the answer to you. You feel it internally as a language between you and that gateway to your soul monad that has all the information about you. You'll hear the answer. And when you do, write it down, because it's really easy to forget this dialogue. Hopefully, you have some other questions at hand, because once you have attracted their attention, it is the higher mind is now focused on you with your truth. Write everything down. And then offer gratitude for the gift that you have been given. And the more that you do this, the more this gateway opens for your entrance to get the information about who you are, what you've agreed to do, what's next on the agenda. I will tell you, so many people are out there wondering this question. I get this question with people's requests for Akashic readings all the time, because there is confusion with so many people. Listen to this broadcast when it is put up on a link and follow what we have discussed. It will open up new doorways for you, my friends. I'm telling you, what you learn from your own journey is so important. My books are located at carolynevers.com. Metatron Minutes is a marvelous website. There's a lot of information there from Lord Metatron. He holds the keys of consciousness between Source and the center of cosmos and between human beings. There's a free newsletter there. There are soul readings that we do on the phone with Lord Metatron. We have free conference calls. We just did a series on manifesting, and the new series that is coming up is on sacred geometry. I would suggest that you sign up for those free conference calls. And Lord Metatron, once a month, does a conference call that is not free, but again, it is so worthwhile working with him. He it's so hard to describe all the things that he does with on these conference calls, because they are really very liberating, very opening to individuals. There's so much to learn. And as a group, we also do things to help with world service. So check out that website. And then I Am Yeshua Returned. There is a tremendous amount of information there. If you feel that you've had a past lifetime with Yeshua, there is a page of pictures in that area and the things that Yeshua had to say about those different locations. It might help you remember your past lifetime with him. And also, he is. We have the journey of his soul there that, if you feel connected to him in any way, you would really enjoy listening to the journey of his soul. And so, my friends, we are coming here to the end of the day. We will be on the air next Sunday, and we encourage you to come and listen and call in. This is a live show. And our newest website, www.the2012countdown.com. There is so much information there that you can explore that has to do with events that are coming into this world in preparation for 2012. Everybody who goes there just tells us what a wonderful website that is. And there is a lot of information there that I have channeled from the other side, and also information from others. It's the most remarkable site. And so, my friends, we are at the end of this particular show, and what I would like to say to you in closing is follow what you feel, and by all means, trust your intuition. Goodbye for now. Signing out.